Howard Unruh, also spelled Unruh, born January 21, 1921, Camden, New Jersey, is regarded as one of the first of the lone gunmen to go on an indiscriminate shooting spree. On September 6, 1949, 28-year-old Unruh left his house for a 12-minute walk around his Camden, New Jersey neighborhood, shooting people at random and killing 13. Always a reserved man, he had turned into a recluse in the 3 months before his spree. The World War II veteran was unemployed and lived with his mother. During the war, he was reportedly a brave tank soldier who kept meticulous notes of every German killed, down to details of the corpse. He was honorably discharged in 1945 and returned home with a collection of medals and firearms. He decorated his bedroom with military items and set up a target range in his basement. His mother supported him by working at a factory, while Howard hung around the house and attended daily church services. He had trouble getting along with his neighbors, and his interactions with them deteriorated in the 3 months before his spree. He was considered a mama's boy and the subject of teasing. Eventually, Unruh became paranoid about his neighbors and started to keep a diary detailing every single thing that he thought was said about him. Next to each of those complained about was the word "retal," short for retaliate. He arrived home from a movie theater at 3 a.m. on September 6th to discover that the gate he had just built in front of his house had been stolen. This appears to have been the final trigger. After sleeping until 8:00 a.m. he got up, dressed in his best suit, and ate breakfast with his mother. At 9:20 a.m. he left the house armed with a German Luger pistol, looking for his first victims. In only 12 minutes he would shoot and kill 13 people, with 14 shots, and wounding several others. When he heard the sirens of the approaching police, he returned to his apartment and engaged in a standoff with police. He was eventually convinced to surrender and was taken in for interrogation. Only at the end of the interrogation did they discover he had been wounded as well. Charges were filed for 13 counts of willful and malicious slayings with malice aforethought, and 3 counts of atrocious assault and battery. He was eventually pronounced insane, making him immune to criminal prosecution, and he was incarcerated in a unit for the criminally insane. He evidently suffers from paranoid schizophrenia. As of 2007, he is 86 years old and still resides in Trenton Psychiatric Hospital. Shortly after his arrest, he was reported to have said to a psychiatrist, "I'm no psycho. I have a good mind. I'd have killed 1,000 if I had bullets enough." Unruh's rampage was the most visible of a number of murders and suicides by WWII veterans, and may have spurred the federal government to put additional resources into mental health treatment for this group.